We need tough and hardy trees for our unpredictable weather conditions in north central Kansas, but one tree problem can easily be prevented. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Thiessen, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Sunscald is an issue affecting the trunk of trees during the winter months. Sunscald damage normally develops on the south or southwest side of a tree during late winter months. On warm, sunny days, the winter sun shines down on the bark of the tree, warming the trunk tissues and defrosting cells within the tree. In fact, some studies show that the southwest side of a tree trunk can warm as much as by 40 degrees on a winter day as compared to the shaded side of the trunk. As a result of this warming, the cells become active and water defrosts within the tree. Later, as the sun goes down at night, temperatures drop, water freezes, and the cells within the trunk burst, killing parts of the tree trunk. Sunscald damage becomes most evident the following summer, as the bark tissue becomes sunken and discolored, eventually falling off the tree altogether. Once sunscald occurs, the damage is irreversible. While sunscald damage can occur to any tree, it is especially common on newly planted and young trees planted within the last 5 years, trees stressed due to drought conditions, trees that are naturally thin-barked, such as maples, oaks, honey locusts, fruit trees, ashes, lindens, and willows are the most susceptible to sunscald. Trees that have suffered sunscald damage in the past. If your tree fits any of these risk factors, you should take preventative action by wrapping your tree trunk this winter. Use a light-colored tree wrap made of either white plastic or a corrugated cardboard material, applying the wrap from the ground level to the first branches of the tree. The wrap should be applied in October and removed the following March to prevent harm to the tree. If you want to learn more about caring for the trees in your landscape, contact your local Extension office. This has been Cassie Thiessen, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!